Aaron Kachavar, Book 3, Chapter 13 of The Ecclesiastical History of England of the Venerable Bede. Chapter 13. How a certain person in Ireland was restored when at the point of death by his relics. Nor was the fame of the renowned Oswald confined to Britain, but spreading rays of healing light even beyond the sea reached also to Germany and Ireland. For the most revered prelate, Acca, was wont to relate that when, in his journey to Rome, he and his bishop, Wilfrid, stayed some time with Willibrord, the holy archbishop of the Frisians, he often heard him tell of the wonders which had been wrought in that province at the relics of that most worshipful king. And he used to say that in Ireland, when being yet only a priest, he led the life of a stranger and pilgrim for love of the eternal country. The fame of that king's sanctity was spread already far and near in that island also. One of the miracles, among the rest which he related, we have thought fit to insert into our history. At that time, said he, of the plague which made such widespread havoc in Britain and Ireland, among others, a certain scholar of the Scottish race was smitten with the disease, a man learned in the study of letters, but in no way careful or studious in his eternal salvation, who, seeing his death near at hand, began to fear and tremble, lest as soon as he was dead, he would be hurried away to the prison house of hell for his sins. He called me, for I was near, and trembling and sighing in his weakness, with a lamentable voice, made his complaint to me, after this manner. You see that my body distress increases, and that I am now reduced to the point of death. Nor do I question but that after the death of my body, I shall be immediately snatched away to the everlasting death of my soul, and cast into the torments of hell, since, for a long time, amidst all my reading of divine books, I have suffered myself to be ensnared by sin, instead of keeping the commandments of God. But it is my resolve, if the divine mercy shall grant me a new term of life, to correct my sinful habits, and wholly to devote anew my mind and life to obedience to the divine will. But I know that I have no merits of my own whereby to obtain a prolongation of life, nor can I hope to save it, unless it shall please God to forgive me, wretched and unworthy of pardon as I am, through the help of those who have faithfully served him. We have heard, and the report is widespread, that there was in your nation a king of wonderful sanctity called Oswald, the excellency of whose faith and virtue has been made famous even after his death by the working of many miracles. I beseech you, if you have any relics of his in your keeping, that you will bring them to me, if happily the Lord shall be pleased through his merits to have mercy on me. I answered, I have indeed a part of the stake on which his head was set up by the pagans, when he was killed, and if you believe with steadfast heart, the divine mercy may, through the merits of so great a man, both grant you a longer term of life here, and render you worthy to be admitted into eternal life. He answered immediately that he had entire faith therein. Then I blessed some water, and put it into a splinter of the aforesaid oak, and gave it to the sick man to drink. He presently found ease, and recovering from his sickness, lived a long time after, and, being entirely converted to God in heart and deed, wherever he went, he spoke of the goodness of his merciful Creator and the honor of his faithful servant. End of chapter 13 of The Ecclesiastical History of England of the Venerable Bede.